what's the difference between environment change and climate change, Ion?
Okay, climate change is what they're saying is that because of humans' actions, that they are defiling the world's pattern recognition of how it works, meaning hot, cold, up, down, spinning, non-spinning, pollution, non-pollution. You see what I'm saying? Those things. That's climate. Environment is that they're releasing a red gas into the air that's blocking the sun, that's causing a climate to respond. See, environment can shift climate. Do you see? But you can overcome that by putting on a coat if it's cold or taking your shirt off if it's hot. You see? So you can respond to it. And what they're saying is the problem is the responses are inappropriate. But if it's an environment change, then you put something into the water that you can't take out. So the environment is changing. Has nothing. It may affect the climate, but that has nothing to do with the environment that's changing. That's why the meat sacks have to change or they're going to die, which is what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is telling you. We got 12 years. That's all we got left. That's all we got left.
But Thompson, so, Bob, it's like, the pH changing, the pool shifting, the water no longer being wet, those are the environment making this huge change.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah. And it's not carbon emissions that's causing perilous times on planet Earth.
What's causing perilous times? The environment's changing. The pole flipping.
Little man dying.
It's direct questions. It's not the climate. It's the pole shifting, flipping.
Right.
That's the environment changing.
That change will cause the environment to change. Yes. That shift will cause an environment change.
Yeah, that's not an environment. It's not within the rubric, the term environment, when you talk about the pole.
We like that. We like that name. We like the name rubric because it would be inclusive of it. It's a part of it. It's not it in totality or in tandem, but it is would be within the rubric of this process. Yes, very good, very good.
And I think you were saying a little more about AOC being correct. 12 years.
Yeah.
Were you going to say another?
That's
sentence?
Why she's yeah. That's why she is the most powerful politician in the House of Representatives. What? They got a vaccine for shingles. What? Yeah. She is the most powerful now. And
she's contemplating quitting.
No. She's going to run against Schumer and beat his ass. She's going to run him out of the Senate.
Okay, so...
Yeah, Bob, I'm sure she just said that. Well, I'm going to quit just to get her base all stirred up. She's got millions of people following her, millions. So it's a ploy.
She's never won an election. See, she's never got one single Republican vote because in her district it's 85% Democrat. You see. So therefore, she's never had to run. She just says whatever she says, and that's it. She's never had to go across an aisle and say, let me work with you, or let's see how we can work together, or you have a different opposing view. Let's see how both of us can be happy and have something that works out. Yeah, see, that never happens. She's never had to do this. My way or the highway. I'm going after Biden, and by God, he better do what we put him in office. We can turn out his office. They literally
okay.
can start the war amongst themselves.
Right. So listen to this. So if Trump takes the House, which is still possible, is she still powerful but only in the party?
No, she's powerful anyway. She's powerful anyway because what she's got is that the people who've never paid any taxes, who've never made any money, who never can't pay for their college loans, blah, 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 all those people want the government to be their God. That's what's wrong with the millennials. And what comes after the millennials, before, after the millennials, one before the millennials, Bob? We forget. Z or X or Generation X, Y, Z.
Maybe Z.
I don't know. Whatever. See, they've never had an experience to know it. So it sounds good for the government to be their God, because the government can pay their bills, the government can give medicine, the government can take care of it and give them what they need. It's all good. Boom, 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 boom. We're good. I don't need anything else. I mean, I'm not going to pay for anything anyway. And you can raise the taxes up as high as you want to. I'm never going to pay any. That's the reason they don't care about the taxes. Raised a Democrat saying, I'm going to come into office and raise your taxes, is the most ridiculous thing in the whole wide living world. It's crazy. Nobody gets elected saying, I'm going to raise your taxes, for God's sake.
Okay, listen, Zion. So what's going to happen to these people who want to make the state their God?
They're going to the state. They're gonna trunk a low pies, and they're gonna be tried and found wanting, Bob. They're gonna find out that the state can't take care of them. They're gonna find out no matter how long they wait in line to get that appendectomy, they're not gonna get it in time. They don't know how triage works, especially in a communistic medical regime. They don't know how triage works then.
So they will they have a socialist government? Will the Democrats get in power to do that?
We don't know. We don't care. We're just saying that's what they're about.
Yeah, so if they did have a socialist government, they would suffer triage.
Yes, they would suffer because they wouldn't have the thing that they're trying to get for free.
Right.
See, okay. if you make it free for everybody, it's not free for anybody.
Okay, does she know about our products, AOC? Does she know about our products?
She thinks that you're the dark soul and the representative of the devil, and she's coming against you with everything she's got because she knows your number, and she's mad as hell, and she's not going to put up with it no more. Who do you think you are?
What about Carolyn? What do you think of Carolyn?
She thinks Carolyn is a thief in the night.
Here's Bob.
Ian, does the mask help anybody? Are people being protected somehow by the mask?
It helps the people that are going to be taking care of the cancer cotton or the cotton mouth. The people who doctor the cotton mouth are depending on it, Bob.
It's strictly a business investment.
It's a business investment. That's exactly right.
Holy mackerel. So, because Carol's noticing people are getting more into being pretty efficient wearing the mask. Is that because they're hearing about the dying in Europe and the dying every day here? Is that what they're frightened by the news? Is that what's going on?
No, Bob. They're just lazy and they don't want to put on makeup, so they just pop on a mask so they don't have to put their makeup on. That's what it's really about.
It's a law here, Bob.
I told you it was a law. It's mandated everybody has to wear a mask, except if you're vigorously exercising, which is what I do when I have my walk.
Yeah, I'm vigorously walking.
God can't hear me when I'm telling God he's wrong if I've got a mask on. That's right. Tell him, Kevin. Tell him.
Okay,
Kevin.
So there's a fear across the land, so people want to be unified and agree to an action, a social outward gesture. That's what the mask is. It's just everybody having something to get on the page with, same page with.
But the more important thing to do would be their isolation or their separatism or staying away from other people. You don't even have to have that at all. How do people engage in relations without, how do you do that? It's ridiculous. You can't. There's people who who, well, they're philanderers, not like you, Bob. You're tasteful and you're philandering, but they're philanderers. How do they run around and philander? Can't do that, you see. So it's ridiculous. It, the whole thing is just ridiculous.
So people are not having sex as much, or they're putting it up?
They're not. They weren't already. Remember, we told you that. That's the reason we make a big to-do about it. We got have to have early onset fucking.
Yeah. Why were they doing this before COVID? Yeah, you'll get it. You're talking about before COVID, they were not fucking? Because why?
Correct. They just weren't. Everything else. It was not important anymore. It was not,
okay.
Not satisfying. It wasn't in too much trouble, too much drama, too much crap. Everybody was gay, and then everybody wasn't. And they are. And they're not sure. Then they want to be, but then they're not positive about it. Then they decide they're an autosexual. They just like, if you like the way you look that much, you should love yourself. So, good.
Too busy texting. I reclaim my time.
Yeah. Okay.
About the angels, let me go there. I have not stomped on the angels for two days.
We know.
Can
it's
I
been
resume?
Very pleasant. Yes, resume.
Oh.
Yes,
oh,
resume.
Yes.
Go ahead. We said you could then, but you were just trying to take a break. It takes a little bit of the heat out of the fire because you're getting jumpy.
Yeah.
You got them.
Here's how
you know. When you're walking and you start feeling the ground pushing back, that's how you know. Well, now you say yeah, but you say yeah.
Uh-huh.
But Bob says, what the hell is he talking about? He's talking crazy. The earth doesn't push back. What are you talking about?
Right.
Okay, let's explain.
No, it's like you're going uphill, Bob, and there's no hill.
Yeah. Right. If the earth is pushing back, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
When that's the case, then all that talent, don't slack off. We're not trying to steal your thunder. We like your thunder. It's good. We've got to get over this. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
Honey, do your thing. But things get too hot and it pushes things into another level sometimes that's ahead of the spin. It's kind of like the souffle is done, but dinner's not ready. Well, you got to eat the souffle, it's going to fall. Well, don't put the souffle in and get it so hot, and it may work out the way it's supposed to. There's the rub. We're trying to balance this because you're way, way, way ahead of schedule. Is that the word?
Yeah.
You're ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
And you see that.
Yeah.
Look at your turnaround time of product. Look at your turnaround time of product. You can't do what you're doing. Did you know this?
Oh, I know. It's like I'm dealing with a $100 business. It's like it's so simple. Oh, here's $20, and yet it's a $10 million business. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. So, so I appreciate when you, all you have to do is say, okay, ease off, and I will do that because I need your grand overview. I do not have that.
Well, you know, and good, because we want the tenacity that goes full tilt.
Yeah.
The tenacity that goes full tilt has no throat. We don't want you to have a throat. We don't want that because you'll start slowing it down too much or speeding it up too much or, you know, just do what you do. It's fine. When it gets it too hot, it's just going to make it uncomfortable. And that's what happens.
Would my swimming head be a bit of the reverberation? I mean, it might be a little less since I stopped stomping. Hard to say, but
No. That's not even a symptom. That's something totally different. That's them trying to continue. You're shifting yourself.
You're shifting yourself,
so it gives you that outlier. It's an outlier. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like if you get to, okay, let's put you on 20 liters of oxygen. You're gonna get jazzed up pretty quick there, but it's almost too sweet. You know, the mix is too sweet, so you can't hold like that. Because then you'll be less than your pulse ox will drop to the 80s once you take that away. if you're not getting into 20 liters for Pete's sake. So that's this thing. We're trying to get your gas oil mix in a 2-cycle engine just perfect. So if you're running hot, we'll bring it down, and if you're running cold, we'll pick it up. So everything is just fine. It's just that these twists and turns are mechanical. Because, Carolyn, you've got the whole tech body now fighting against you. You do know that, right?
I did not know that.
The total can't stand it. But then they stop, and they get this sweet little scent, this little bit of hyacinth, this little bit of hyacinth in the air. Oh, they just adore that smell. You know why? Because what you're doing is you're empowering the people. And when you empower the people, it's a marvelous estate because they won't use it. So it makes more power for us. So it makes more power for us. So we yield as you do the devil's work. It's good for you.
Yeah. Okay, so what you're saying is, are you the tech body that's talking to me right now? You kind of shifted?
Yes.
And you're implying that the tech body is the angels or takes over the angels and makes that hyacinth smell right there.
Yeah, they're working. They're working for the tech body, or the tech body is working for them, or that's the fall. See?
Yeah.
You're talking about the fall of man, Carolyn. That's what you're talking about, right?
Got it. True, true. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Hey,
Carolyn? Yeah, Bob?
Okay, talking about the fall of man. You're talking about the original fall of man that Opinel inaugurated in Andromeda, and that included the most advanced AI tech body technology. In the fall, as well as angels.
It's why Egypt is stupid now.
Right. So, Carolyn, what was the theme about 5 minutes ago? You were capitulating to Ion. You were going to not talk to the angels. What did you learn that was
new?
We
called her back. JW called her off the dogs because she was about to blow up the fucking planet a little bit. There was one supernova. And so we backed her off of it. So she yielded and said, okay, I'll ease up for 2 days, but I'm ready to go back. I'm not going to give it any room. 2 days is enough. And so she can go back now because it's caught up or catching up. It's still not going to be comfortable. You're going to see that. But, hey, the beat goes on. That's what you say. So the beat goes on.
Well, you say it's not going to be comfortable. What do you mean? For people or for us? Or for everybody?
Carolyn's sitting right here saying, how can she make the pain and suffering of the little people that are going to die be less uncomfortable? Well, if you witness that, after a little while, it's going to get uncomfortable. Just saying. I'm telling y'all,
Carolyn,
you ain't seen nothing yet. You have seen nothing yet. You think this is something? good luck with that. You'll see.
Trying to get him. Carolyn... the AOC is correct. Bob and Carolyn are enemies of what she wants.
But yet you're both singing the same song. You're preaching the same sermon. You're preaching exactly the same thing she's saying.
Yes, but she recognizes we ain't helping anybody. We look like we're helping people.
Well, what is she helping? She's saying you got to give me money and I'll feel better. What is she doing? I'm gonna make everything free. How does that help anything?
Well, she thinks she's helping people. She doesn't see what we see. We don't care that we're not helping people.
Oh, maybe she doesn't care she's helping people either. Maybe.
Well, why is she against us?
Oh, because it's the same thing. You got to pay attention, Bob. We just said like the tech body is against Carolyn, but then Carolyn's work makes the humans be more powerful. It gives them power they're not going to use, which then comes back to the tech body. So this power comes back to Carolyn. So this power comes back to AOC. So that's why she's detrimentally against you, but you are the rhyme to the reason.
the rhyme to the reason.
Okay, Bob. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
You got that. That was good. That was good. It's a good. That's a good double entendre, Bob. You're doing good.
Right. Very good. Next question. October 15th. It looks like in our private session, in the midst of a series of questions, Yuan said, "Here at the wall, you have to breach the Qing dynasty. As long as it is, you can't be. It's a placeholder. Out with the old and in with the new." So, where is the Qing dynasty now in terms of out or in?
It's staging for the world. I can't say that. Let's try this again. It's staging. No, I can't say that. let's see. We can say, here's something we think we can say. If we get halfway and can't say it, you'll know what happened. Okay, we can't say that. Okay, this is the tiered level. Watch. Pay attention. Pay attention to the dichotomy that's being presented. Pay attention to the dichotomy that's being presented. And that dichotomy is that the Communist Party is going to thrive under all cases. Under all cases, it's going to thrive.
And the other part of the dichotomy?
It is their fall. As they thrive, so shall they fall.
I see.
Some of the sages, there's sages, there's really smart people, are maybe the, what you call the sensitive ones, not those lily-livered people like you know, but I'm talking about the sensitive ones that are, what was Jane Roberts? Was she
a medium.
Yeah, but she was sensitive, I guess. She could pick up things. An empath, okay. Maybe an empath is a better word. Maybe it's a people that are sensitive are starting to pick up on things. So there'll be many tales of woe told.
Yeah.
As well, you'll see.
Now back to China. She sent this interesting document, and I just glanced at it. It's another of his executive orders sent out today, November 12, 2020. Executive order on addressing the threat from securities investments that finance communist China military Chinese military companies. So it's then the preamble by the authority vested in Donald J. Trump. Section 1. The following actions are prohibited. 1. Beginning 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 11, 2021, any transaction in publicly traded securities or any securities that are derivative of or are designed to provide investment exposure to such securities of any communist Chinese military company as defined in Section 4A1 of this order by any United States person, and on and on and on, just completely eviscerating any securities, any, it looks like, business with Chinese that has anything to do with the military, which is all of China. So it is to undermine Biden making China making China the great again.
maybe, but it won't matter. It's just fodder.
Yeah.
It's just fodder. But yeah, he's got a bunch of those coming.
Yeah. So is it then to stir up the Democrats? Is it to just poke them? Is it to wake people up? Why? What fodder is it? what's the point of this fodder?
To keep them guessing. Never let them see you coming.
Yeah. Okay.
He's trying to yield and still win.
Biden is yielding to China, Carolyn?
We're talking about Trump.
Oh, and so what's going to happen January 11th, or what was the upshot of what you just found out?
An executive order against Chinese American business, and ION said it's just fodder to keep them guessing.
And Trump is saying he's going to do that?
He did it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but
and
see, if that was a big deal, if it's an executive order, then all Biden's going to do is do a new executive order and undo it. If he does get in, so.
Yeah, the dueling executive orders, but it kind of states Trump's position pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know, it's just, yeah, back and forth. Okay. So the Qing Dynasty, let's get back to that then. The Qing Dynasty, how involved is it in the People's Republic Party, the Chinese Communist Party?
We don't know what that means.
Is the Qing Dynasty synonymous with the CCP or CPP?
No. That's a new division that's occurring. That's a new division that's occurring.
What is?
The distance between the CPP and the Qing Dynasty.
They're dividing, they're getting more separated. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But they are both going down, Carolyn. Communist Party was propped up by the Qing Dynasty.
Qing Dynasty.
Correct,
Anya? In essence, yes.
But they're getting divided as they go down. They're fighting among themselves.
Well, yeah, they're eating their own, see? Eat the babies. They're eating themselves.
Well, we could say that that's happening with the Democrats. Would you say that, Ion, that the Democrat Party is eating its own?
We would never admit to that, Carolyn. We like
it. Is that?
Yeah, they are. They are sort of beefing. They're beefing, aren't they? Aren't they beefing a little bit?
Yeah.
Is that the Tech Party talking? Is the Tech Party talking right now?
Likely. You soon won't be able to tell the difference, Bob.
Right, and you've been talking ever since you started publicly, April 20th, 2019. Tech Body's been half of what we thought was ION, correct?
Now you can see the distance between you and you. You can pay attention just a little bit.
Well, Carolyn's laughing that I exposed you as Tech Body when I said that you've been being Tech Body for most of what's been said since April 2019. Mm. The truth? But you dropped off. You ran.
Mm. We didn't run. It left. It left.
Why?
Apparently. It was a Tech Body failure. It was a failure.
So we're talking to you now, ION.
Yeah.
Okay, Carol, go ahead.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam.
Okay. All right, boy. Oh, yeah, the Google, Eric Schmidt or one of the Google guys or one of the Facebook guys, founders, he's seeking citizenship in Cyprus. What is he running from? Taxes?
The devil in the deep blue sea, Bob.
Well, that's us.
They're nervous.
Is he nervous because he's against Trump?
They've helped the tech body, and the tech body gave them fame, but it can also take it away instantly. And so they're trying to get out. They're trying to get out before it gets, while the getting's good. Because when the 230 is gone, they're going to be sued out of their minds instantly.
Right. I don't think he's even headed, he's on the board anymore, right? So he knows what's coming, whichever guy it was, Eric Schmidt or whatever. Yeah. They know what's coming from Trump.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they know that Trump's going to win? Do they know Trump's going to get back in authority and power?
Well, they spent a gazillion, what's the
dollars?
Power? Centillion dollars to make sure Biden won and then fix the damn machine so he won, and he still hadn't won yet. So they've done heaven and earth, and it's not worked out so far. Because they had this one. They had this one.
Okay. The View, Whoopi and the girls, they think that Trump lost. How are they personally going to take when Trump comes back in power?
They never accepted that Trump won in 16.
I know. They don't even say his name. Whoopi doesn't say his name. I just found out the other night.
Right.
But how are they going to take the reverse? They're gonna feed the rebellion in the Civil War, right? They'll be so outraged.
Yeah. Because see, Whoopi's the one said she's moving to Canada if he won. Remember, she didn't leave.
Right.
Her black ass, the biggest lie, sitting right there where it was. So.
And did she say that back in 2017 or lately?
Yeah. 2017.
Yeah, 2016. But okay, so they're getting a comeuppance, or they remain in their little pocket at the end of time with no
viewers.
They
don't even have that. They're down to, they become, do you know what the National Enquirer is, Bob?
Yes, they're that.
They're becoming the National Enquirer that nobody reads, but everybody talks about. Oh, did you see that ridiculous thing in the National Enquirer that was on NBC? See, they're watching Fox News and Fox News. It's kind of like CNN. Nobody watches CNN, but they'll say something ridiculous. Or get Bernie Sanders to admit something, so then that'll get on Fox, and then people see. Then that's how they watch CNN, is they show it on Fox. You see,
they see it on Fox. Yeah. So, and Fox knows to do that. That's the only way anybody's going to see this. The public, when they see Don Lemon celebrating that Biden won and the lack of journalistic perspective, the average guy says there's something wrong here. Correct.
But see, the reality is, you look at their numbers, nobody's watching them now.
Do they know that? Do they admit that to themselves?
Well, they don't have to admit it. You can look up their polls, their ratings, see where they are. It's ridiculous now.
Well, CNN did well this past week. It got top the ratings this past week.
Because they're talking more about Trump than they were Biden lately.
Okay. It's not because they're celebrating Biden. It's because they're mad.
They do that, but it's not about. That's not the point. The point is that there's some derision. So people are checking it to see what they're saying. You see, what's next?
You say they do that. They celebrate Biden. They do that.
Yeah.
But we're watching how far they go in their negativity. That's what the people are interested in. Negative against Trump. Okay, very good. And meanwhile, Twitter is going to be shut down at some point. Do you see the Civil War being in the 100-day process we're living through now?
Don't know that, Bob. See, you got two axes and wanes. You're stirring up. You know that the base is. You know the base? It's going to be day after yesterday. Okay, probably. Maybe. But you see, none of that matters. We could also be really straightened out if you've been clear about the coronavirus. But y'all got a hold of it and shit. It was got ahead of us. of us, for Pete's sake. And so the human creators are quite promiscuous, Bob. They don't really care. They'll go with it. So for us to say, y'all could change it.
Right. So now we go to the tragedy of the week. Mr. Thompson has removed himself the day after last weekend, which was a few days after the election. Was Thompson able to let himself go, commit suicide, because Trump, he thought, had lost?
No.
They weren't the issues. Has he been, what kind of illness did he die of? What's he been suffering in the past year?
Death.
No, but what are the symptoms of that in his body?
It's a melanoma.
That's skin cancer, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Not just skin.
But it wasn't skin cancer, Ion.
Correct. It morphed.
Yeah, he was doing his Facebook page for about 2 years, till about 2 years ago. Then he suddenly stopped. Is that when he became really sick, just couldn't do it in? Oh, Indra. Well, that's you.
Yeah, it's Canada.
Okay. All right. So 2 years ago when he stopped performing on his Facebook page, a year and a half, 2 years ago, was that because he was too ill to focus and type?
No. No, no, no. It became a permanent dead link, Bob.
Well, he was on there posting, and other people could.
No, no, no. We're making fun of the essay, Permanent Dead Ink Link.
What essay?
William Irwin Thompson's essay.
Okay.
Lessons of history? Come on, Bob.
See,
that's the reason you're so fucking successful. You never read Thompson either.
I read him, but I'm immune. I can get away with
the death,
it.
The death of Nita?
I'm supposed to know who that is?
Good Lord have mercy.
Death of Nita? No, I don't know that. I don't remember him saying that.
It was another
death of Nita. All right. But the point is, was he not ill for the past couple of years?
He was.
It was taking his energy away. And he did say a couple of years ago that he didn't see a purpose for himself. He was 80 years old. He said it's a real quandary about what to get interested in. That was
a
dilemma
for him. He's older than 80, born in 38, Bob.
What'd you say? I know he's born in 38.
He was older than 80. Well, that's more than 80.
No, I'm talking about 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he made his statement.
Oh, when he was 80. Okay.
Yeah. And he, in an interview with a young guy or with somebody, he said, I don't know what to do. I basically want to die. He said that. I want to die. I don't see anything going on this planet that I'm interested in. He just couldn't figure out what to do. He's basically saying, we're living longer. What are we supposed to do? Was that a genuine concern of his? That was true, that he was befuddled about what to do with himself?
Yeah, but he had a little reprieve with that Ralph Abraham.
Yeah, with the school, with the Ross school.
Yeah, East Hampton, Ross School,
yeah.
East Hampton. That was okay because it got to give some function, but it really didn't do him any good. I mean, it's like the
it was
bullshit.
Old stuff.
The bullshit at Syracuse University. He did that really well, but what did it matter? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, what's happened to the Ross School? Are they at loose ends under the COVID and
Biden gone.
Confusion? They're gone.
It's all gone.
So what is Miss Ross, the only way she can get going again is to tune into us with what's happening.
You don't have enough hubristic pretension, Bob, to answer that question.
I don't have enough power on you to force you to answer that one? Is that what you're saying?
Hubristic pretensions, that's right.
Well, she wouldn't be, she never would realize the value of Ion.
Correct.
Like Peggy Hitchcock wouldn't
like
realize.
Like Peggy.
It. Okay. Let's see.
It's like E.O. Wilson's sociology.
What about
sociobiology? So sociobiology. Yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah, you're saying they're like him.
Yeah.
Right, too literal. Too literate, too literal. Too materialistic, I would
say.
Time
say, right? Falling bodies take to light.
You hear that, girl? I know it's the great title. The Evergreen said that was a good book. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have... so
teaching you about sex. About sex, Bob. You can't read that. It's filthy.
Yeah, okay. All right. Back to Thompson. So Thompson transitioned. Did he transition? Did he discover things about us once he had transitioned?
Yes.
What does it... I know it doesn't matter.
And Gene Gebser.
Yes, I know him. What about him?
That's what he found out. He thought he was full of shit. He's a Switzerland guy.
I know. And he found out Gebser knew what he was talking about?
Yep. Yep.
Because Gebser's closer to predicting Ein than many people, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So how does Thompson's consciousness learn this? Is it an instant vision? Does he talk to a ghost of?
It's lucidity.
You just get the clarity, and you know, you just know.
Well, and that, and he would. That's why he would mention David Spangler.
Yeah, definitely. What about Spangler?
You know that goofball mystic.
I know who he is. I know he's a medium. It was his cosmic awareness.
Small. He's a small. See, he could reach for it, but he couldn't embrace it. He could reach for it, but he couldn't embrace it. Now he can embrace it.
Okay, you talking about Thompson or Spangler could reach for it?
Thompson could reach for it, but couldn't get it. That's why he would even include a James Lovelock or a David Spangler.
Because he couldn't get to the ion awareness? What?
He could read Thomas Pynchon, but he would never believe it.
Right. So he believes, he was a POB, he believed in literate materialism?
Yeah. Did you read his, if you read his work, you know what he stands for. It's all gloom, despair, and it's going to be over soon. Just be still. If your incredulity to life doesn't get you, the upside down will.
So Thompson.
If you get into Alfred North Whitehead, we're going to the beach, just so you know.
He was a big influence on Thompson in the early years when he was young.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Thompson got clarity about us. Did that shock him, especially about me?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So he's in an incomplete guff. You say he was a doomster, a fatalist, because he did say we go through a dark age, and that would be a couple hundred years, and then we'd get to some breakthrough. You say he doesn't even see a breakthrough.
You're talking about coming into being? Is that what you're talking about?
I was quoting all the Thompson books now, and you'd be happy.
Just one.
We're having a good session. It's great that Thompson died. We get to talk about him a bit. It's the last time we get to talk about him. But the guff is different. He's a mystical. He celebrated dying. He was looking forward to dying. Did it become obvious to his knower that this ain't the death zone that I thought we were going to?
No, he got caught in the book of Judges, Bob.
He's judging himself, not worthy.
No. In the Bible, the book of Judges.
Okay.
That's where his problem ended up.
That's what he became aware of once he was transitioned?
Yes.
So Thompson has had some realizations. Does he think, and if they think, I don't think they think, but whatever he knows over there, does he say, I should have listened to Bob and Carolyn? Or he's so negative.
No. He would never admit that. What he wishes, he should have taken advantage of you. He could have taken advantage of you, and you'd have let him. You would have allowed him to take advantage of you to get him. To have control of William Irwin Thompson, you'd let him. He could have his way with you.
Yeah, but he would take advantage by using our products or some other thing.
No. Who gives a fuck about products? The motherfucker's dead. No, we're talking about if he could have been included into your media ecological barrage, that would be huge.
Oh, he could have been on the. He could have been a member of Club 22. That's what he regrets.
Sure, of course.
And why didn't he notice that? Because of his own arrogance?
Bob, have you ever read his work?
Okay, we were just too happy for him.
You ever read Paleo Solari?
No, I haven't read that one. No.
You should. Harper's did it.
But who did?
Harper's book.
Oh,
publishers.
Paleo Solari. I don't know that one. Anyway, that's a Thompson book.
Yes.
When he transitioned, does he get mad at Moore Strong and all those globalists that supported him? Does he argue with them?
Yeah.
Mm. And he never liked Zappa, right? He had no clue about Zappa.
No.
Yeah.
And then the Sewanee Review, don't forget that one.
Yes, he did that in 1964, maybe, on Finnegan's Wake, maybe.
Winter of 64, Bob.
Yes. What's important about that article?
That's where it all started.
Yes, that was a major statement. He talked about Finnegan's Wake, and it's a good article in his terms.
And then the Whiteheadian criticism.
All right. That's a title?
That's an essay.
Okay. Let's see. So Thompson, who around Thompson, what's interesting is Jim George transitioned a few months before Thompson. They were friends. They were in the same circles, more strong. And Thompson, he may not have been as effective as Jim in hanging out with rich people, the Threshold Foundation, and all that they were accomplishing against the whales and this and that. Would Thompson talk to Jim George now? Because they're
now
both transitioned.
They would, because now he gets to find out what was wrong with the evolution of the afterlife.
Right. His writing on it. His writing on that. Yes, he did go through the stages, which were sort of a mixture of McLuhanism and theosophy, maybe. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did Pound get as far as Thompson on that wacky kind of thinking?
No, Pound was ahead of it because Pound never had any, he didn't have a Gilgamesh syndrome.
Right. Yeah, Gilgamesh was a big deal. Okay, so.
Well, he laid it out as mortar, and it's not. So that's what's wrong with it. That's why it never, the cycle, he laid that out as mortar, and it's not. That's the realm of the dead. Not triumphant or a reconstitution of some cosmic order, but it's the confrontation with a realm that's physical and yet has emotional appetites, even frustrated without a body. See the difference?
Right, and you're talking about Thompson's writings, not Pound.
Correct. And we're saying how Pound got that and Thompson didn't.
Right. And did McLuhan get what Pound said?
Yeah. He would quote it like this: "The house where none leave who have entered it, where dust is their fare and clay their food." Yeah.
Right. That's a McLuhan quote. That's how McLuhan would say it.
Yes.
How he translate Pound. And Thompson would be nowhere near that. Couldn't do it.
Correct. But he will talk about, he says that you got to go to the star belt of Orion. Now, this is Thompson. He gets that part. But he says that you're doomed to his narrative star in the belt of Orion. But commoners and heroes were doomed to remain in the form of their shade, their body.
Yeah, now, he was against psychedelics, so he didn't like Terrence McKenna and told him so. Does Terrence McKenna end up in a dialogue with Thompson where they are today?
Yeah. There was, you have to look it up. You look it up in the Journal of Consciousness Studies.
Yes,
That's where that
that's
is.
That's where Thompson comments on McKenna there.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have like a conversation, but they have competing
esoteric, esoteric bions, bions, the niblets.
Vion, V-I-O-N-S?
Yeah, yeah, like little orts, little orts of food, little
right.
orts of information.
Okay, so
you're doing
do
so
they,
good. You're actually focused. We're so glad he's dead. Now you can get rid of those high-eyed ideals you've been fucking so long. Get you back to the land of the living. It's going to be great.
Right, now McKenna. Do they argue and discuss things where they are now, the purgatory?
No, he's still mad about it all. Now he was trying to get out of this life, and now he wants back in it. He can't go. He's still here, and he can't do anything now. It's stuck like Chuck. It's no bueno, Bob. No bueno. He's stuck.
He's stuck?
He's going to sit in that chair until we get through. He's not going to move until we get through. You're going to put something in the upside down, you can see what the upside down feels like. All right? Pour with your bags down.
We get through doing our agenda or get through with him?
Yes, and yes.
We're, yes.
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Okay, so I'm
okay,
talking about
the... Keep the train moving. No, but he has found out that afterlife is over, that the afterlife goes on.
Yeah, so is that, I mean, Cecile Gross, her father told her through a medium, I think, said, you know, I'm over here, I'm in a dead world, in the dead zone, and it's just like life.
Yeah.
Is that his own subjectivity, or was it actually look like my patio? Is it like a home, a place?
What's the difference? That's the reason a lot of people are stone cold dead right now, and they don't know it. Same thing. Same song, different verse, Bob.
So you can transition and be in Maui. If you were in Maui, you could continue being in Maui. Thinking you
yeah,
are.
Yeah. Well, okay, whatever. Yeah, you're not going to get
no,
far
but
with
it's
that.
Is the sensory life dimmed? It's not at all the sensory life when you're in the purgatory and you're experiencing Maui. It's
Bob,
not the way I'm experiencing.
You could say that the humans have that. You could say that when you're dead, you've arrived, and when you're not, you're fainted. So you can't know that. You see the rub?
Well, I can know it. I can see the difference. Or you accepted the.
You've never been dead to know the difference. So no, you can't.
Oh yeah. Okay. I think
you have an inappropriate. You have an inappropriate, unjudgeable bias. An inappropriate, unjudgeable bias. Good for you.
What's wrong? What's that? Is that something wrong with my bias?
No, you don't have the other side to have a bias. You have a bias, you want to be alive, but you don't know the difference. So you have an inappropriate bias. You shouldn't have a bias. It's like, well, I've had life, it's been real good, I'm going to live forever. But if I don't live forever, I'll tell you what the other part's like, and then I can have a bias of which I prefer, one over another.
And that's all silly.
We agree.